catch up on the news from the hospices. It's time for Window on the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
The idea of this weekly feature, Window on the Woking and Sam Beer Hospice here on Radio Way, was thought up by my next guest. So warm welcome to Rosie. Good afternoon, Rosie.
Good afternoon.
Now, let me start by asking you, your role here at the hospice is what?
I am the head of community fundraising here at Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
So what does that actually entail? Because everybody tells me fundraising's key.
Well, I head up the community fundraising team. So there's a team of, we have three community fundraisers that cover a different area each. We have Weybridge area, Woking area and Guildford area. We also have a new member of the team, Melissa, who is looking after our new portfolio of challenge events for the forthcoming year. We also have volunteers that come in and support the department as well.
So the team, you say, three covering geographical areas. Mm. So in that particular area, if we take Weybridge, what is their responsibility in the Weybridge area?
Right, so they have a number of roles. It's a very mixed bag when it comes to community fundraising. But essentially, the role of community fundraising is to predominantly support volunteers who are out fundraising within the community. Mm-hmm. It can range from volunteers who are putting on events for us. They can be things like concerts, quiz nights, bake sales, fashion shows, that kind of thing. And we will support them from the moment they get in touch with us. We'll provide them fundraising guidance, support and advice all the way through. Some people will want more support than others. Mm-hmm. Some people are old hat at it and they'll just get on with it. Others will be fresh, completely new to them fundraising, and we will support and guide them through the process. And we will also obviously process their payments along with our finance team, send good lucks and thank yous and all of the administration that goes with that as well.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody has a good idea that they want to raise funds for the hospice, they get in touch, you'll support them. What advice is the best advice you can give them? What should they think about?
There's a number of things, really. We do have a brand new fundraising guide, which is available to anybody who's thinking of doing some fundraising. It's really, I think, looking at it sort of sensibly and logically, I think making sure that the time scale that you've got, if you're putting on a big event, looking at the time scale, making sure you've got enough time to go through all the process that you need to. There's always hidden things that you don't always think about straight away. There's sort of health and safety implications, licenses quite often. If you're putting on an event and selling alcohol, looking at the licensing system, and if you're doing a collection, there's always, you have to apply to the local council for a license, that kind of thing. So I would say, yeah, just think it through, every detail, and get your friends and family involved. Make it a fun event, don't make it too taxing. Yes. If you're starting off doing something and you've not done any fundraising before, start with an easy one.
Start small
and then get a feel for it and make it fun. That's the main thing. You don't want to get involved in something and then it be really hard work and you don't enjoy it. You want to be able to do more events and more fundraising.
And the biggest mistake they make, is there one?
It really depends on the event. Again, sort of thinking big sometimes and being disappointed. You know, it's great to have great expectations, and so many people achieve them, and we're hugely grateful for, you know, the wonderful events and activities that people get involved in. But, you know, booking venues that perhaps, you know, are much bigger than you're ever going to get in, right. Setting yourself huge targets that aren't always achievable, but quite, you know, generally they are, but yeah. Just be really conscious of what you're able to do within your capacity.
So don't book the Royal Albert Hall if there's only going to be 20 of you turning up.
Exactly.
Now, in terms of your team as well, you organise events yourself, and so what are some of the forthcoming events that people can get involved with?
Yeah, we've got some very exciting stuff coming up. We have this Sunday, on the 26th of October, we've got our annual Christmas fair that's been going for a number of years. It's held at Woking Leisure Centre. We have up to 70 stalls. Mm-hmm. We run our tombola. We pull our raffle, our annual car raffle there as well. It's £3 entry, starts at 10 a.m.
Right.
So that's a great way of kick-starting Christmas.
Now, I guess you've already got your stall holders organised, but if there's somebody that's interested in future Can they get involved next the following year?
They can. Yes, we have an application process which starts early in the new year. Mm-hmm. Get in touch with the fundraising team for an application and get yourself booked in for next year.
But everybody can turn up on Sunday. It's £3 for adults.
It's £3 for adults. Yeah, £3 entry. And there's plenty going on. There's some great stalls, real variety. So a great opportunity to grab yourself some Christmas gifts.
2 months away from the big C day.
I'm sure summer's just finished, but Christmas is upon us already.
All right. And what's next?
We've then got our Light Up and Life events, which are held at the end of November into the beginning of December. We have three Light Up Life events this year, one at St Dunstan's in Woking, one at St James's in Weybridge, and one at St Andrews in Woking at Gosford Park, next mm-hmm. to the new development of Woking and Sambier. They're lovely events, an opportunity for the local community to come together and remember loved ones who not only have been lost through the hospices, but just a time to remember and reflect your loved ones around Christmas time.
All right, so that's the Light Up, the Life events, and your three of those in the area.
Yes, yes. One of those this year at St Dunstan's will be a multi-faith event. Mm. It's something new that we're doing this year to accommodate all the different faiths that live in the local area. Our other two events will be as normal, we'll be holding a multi-faith event at St Dunstan's, which we're looking forward to.
And as you get nearer to Christmas, I believe this is when this multitude of Santas starts running about up the area.
Yes, we do. We have our annual Santa Fun Run, which is held at Mercedes-Benz World on Sunday the 7th of December. Fantastic event, really fun. It's open to all ages, ladies and gents. It's different to the Midnight Walk. It's open to everybody. And you sign up. It's £10 for adults and £5 for children under 16s. Bring the whole family along. Adults get a free Santa suit and children get a free Santa hat. It's great fun.
Right, so that's on Sunday the 7th of December, and that takes us all up to Christmas.
It does.
And you mentioned finally Melissa's looking at the challenge events. What are some of the challenge events in the next year that people might think about?
Well, we've obviously got our usual events. We have the Midnight Walk, the hospice-led events, and we've got our second dragon boating event next year, which we're looking to be much bigger and much better over at Gosworth Park Lake. But on top of that, we're looking at rolling out a new portfolio of challenge events. So we already have places on the London Marathon, the Prudential Ride London. We are also heavily involved in the Surrey Half Marathon and the British 10K. But we're looking at offering places on other events such as the Great South Run and some other events that are held within the local area and London based. But we're also looking at overseas challenges. We've got a three cities bike ride that goes from London to Brussels and Amsterdam, which is great fun, and that's through Help the Hospices as well. Yeah. A lot of hospices get involved. We've got an overseas trek as well. And as well as just, we're really keen to get people to join Team WSB and run for us, walk for us, cycle for us, swim for us. We've got triathlons, a huge variety of different events that we'd love people to get involved in to raise money for hospices.
So, Rosie, if people want to do that, what's the best way of finding out more?
If they get in touch with us, they can contact us on 01483 881 752. Or contact Melissa, Melissa Stock, and her email address is m.stock@wsbhospices.co.uk.
And as always, if you want to find out more about all of their work, that website address is wsbhospices.co.uk. wsbhospices.co.uk.